his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What is up, everybody? Happy Friday, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's December 20th. We got 5 days to go till the big man in the red suit is arriving. I hope you've got all your shopping done. If you don't, I've got two very helpful little things for you this afternoon. The first is some tips from the Better Business Bureau about gift cards. Those have always been one of my go-tos when I have completely been exhausted of all creativity for gifting. I've got some Better Business Bureau tips on gift cards. They can be scams. There's a good way to go about doing them for your loved ones. Gonna keep it locked here. I'll get to that in this first half hour. We're gonna talk a little bit about Candy Cane Lane in West Dallas, just outside of the city of Milwaukee. It is one of the southeastern Wisconsin's big holiday attractions. We're going to talk about what it's like to live in a neighborhood where you've got thousands of people rolling through on any given night to look at your neighborhood Christmas decorations and the wonderful donation catalyst for Candy Cane Lane. We'll talk about that. I got Dan Schaefer joining me at 2:30 today. He's going to be going over Dan Schaefer's naughty and nice list of 2024 and also his holiday wish list for 2025. Dan Schaefer, of course, the author and creator of the Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor. You're not going to want to miss that. And of course, because it is Friday, we got Terry Barr, Civic Media's very own Terry Barr, joining me at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin. And last but certainly not least, it is the very final day of Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest. If you still don't have a gift for one of those loved ones of yours, this may be your chance to win one of our 8 incredible grand prizes in the 4 o'clock hour. So right after my show is over, my good friend, my little buddy, Dom Salvia, will be giving you the keyword for the 4 o'clock hour. You're going to want to text that in once Dom gives that to you. In the 4 o'clock hour, that'll qualify you to win either $100 in cold hard cash. Gee, that'll help with some gift buying. Or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's always good fun too. And it will also enter you to win one of our great grown-up gift grab bag grand prizes. These include a humidifier, luggage, espresso maker, and my favorite, the robot vacuum, making your life easier. So again, we got you covered here at Civic Media if you got to get those last-minute gifts. And we've got so much more coming up this afternoon. I also want to share with you all, I'm going to be on a wee bit of vacation for the last 2 weeks of the year, rolling into the new year. We have great guest hosts lined up for you, some of your very favorite Civic Media contributors. We also have a couple of very special curated replays for you and some fresh content where I share with you some of my favorite New Year and Christmas memories. So you're going to want to keep it locked right here on Civic Media all through the holiday season. And remember, you can always give, air quotes there, give someone the Civic Media app for free and introduce them to all of the real news and great conversation that we have here on the network. But let's jump in. Candy Cane Lane. This has been an absolute consistent element of Christmas in southeastern Wisconsin for so many years. In fact, I don't really remember a time when it wasn't a thing. Now, I was born in the late 70s, and it was great this year. The Journal Sentinel, right here in Milwaukee, came up or published a couple of articles about the origins of Candy Cane Lane, and also, of course, what the heck must it be like for the folks that live there and have thousands of us descending to see the holiday lights. So here's the background on Candy Cane Lane, which I think is just impressive and heartwarming at this time of year. It started in the early 80s when a few residents in this West Dallas neighborhood decided to decorate their houses. It was quite elaborate. It drew some attention. Folks started driving by. They were handing out candy canes. Get it? Handing out candy canes, hence Candy Cane Lane, to the passersby. And over time, as more and more people started to drive through their neighborhood, the neighbors, the residents of this small little burg in West Allis, decided to give back. And they decided to then solicit donations that are not required of folks that come through their neighborhood. And they passed those along to the MAC Fund, the Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer, a nonprofit that funds research into childhood cancer and blood disorders. This has continued since that time. Now, their first year of donating to the MAC Fund was in 1986. In that year, they raised $1,500. But it's been a few years since 1986. I'm not going to try to do the math on the air. But everybody, can you believe this? This small little neighborhood in West Allis, bringing joy to all of us with their wonderful decorations. They have raised an incredible more than $3 million for the MAC Fund over the time period since 1986 that they've been doing this. I can't imagine a better expression of what the holiday spirit is truly about than that act of giving, giving the great decorations in their neighborhood to each and every one of us that have the pleasure of driving through and seeing all of it. And also, of course, the fundamental giving that they can do to the MAC Fund. And here's one of the interesting little bits of information. Not so many people know this. The very year after this neighborhood decided to raise money for the MAC Fund, a child in their neighborhood was diagnosed with cancer, bringing all of that so very close to home for those residents. So I say thank you to everyone in that little West Allis neighborhood that puts on such an incredible holiday decorative display, but also, again, gives back to our communities. Folks, you may see elected officials there. You may see some of your local firefighters and police. They've got all kinds of special guest appearances. Candy Cane Lane is going on right now. They keep it going all the way through December 25th. And it runs Monday through Thursdays from 6 to 10 p.m. and Fridays from 5 to 10 p.m. and Fridays 5 to 10 p.m. and Saturdays from 5 to 9 p.m. How lovely. I check it out every year, get some, maybe don't tell any of the police down there in West Allis, might have a little hot toddy and a thermos with some of my friends, maybe my folks, take a little drive down there, open up my heart and my wallet to the MAC Fund. Check it out. Now, if you're wondering where exactly it is, again, you just head towards West Allis and follow the lines of traffic. There will be lines of cars heading into that neighborhood. It is just an absolute joy to behold. Again, what a wonderful tradition, and my thanks to all of them, especially because, what must it be like to live on Candy Cane Lane? That is a little bit of congestion, I would think. When we come back, how much time are we looking at here? We got maybe a little bit of time for me to give you a little bit of a flavor about what it's like to live on Candy Cane Lane. Now, first things first, you're not actually required to decorate your house. No condo association requirement for decorations there in Candy Cane Lane. And here's the other thing I was wondering, like, do real estate listings, if you're looking to buy a house in the neighborhood, do they tell you that this goes on? Because I would think that this might be material information if you want to buy it. Many of their real estate listings do in fact list and tell you that you are part or in that little burg in West Allis for Candy Cane Lane. Where do the decorations come from? Well, of course, people buy a bunch of them. A lot of them are secondhand, passed down from homeowner to homeowner, which I think is just lovely, especially if they've customized them for a particular house. Just amazing. Here was the other question I had. Do the neighbors amongst themselves have a little contest for who's got, you know, the most very Merry Christmas decorations. Thinking a little bit of the old Chevy Chase Christmas movie, the Christmas Family Vacation style. Are we going to blow out the circuit breakers for the neighborhood and have a little rolling brownout? There's no formal contest, but of course, lots of bragging rights and smack talking, as only us Midwesterners can do when it comes to decorating our houses. And here's the big question, right? Like, how exactly inconvenient is it to live on Candy Cane Lane? The biggest complaint is when visitors who are in cars block intersections. So everybody, if you're heading down there, heads up, please do not block the intersections. You will be able to get your turn. My favorite way to do this is actually on foot. I can get through the neighborhoods and see what I want to see much more up close if I'm on foot with my little hot toddy. And also, they ask that people make sure to keep your headlights on for safety. And again, that is primarily important. Go slow. Keep your eyes peeled. There are alleys in the neighborhood. That's how most of the actual residents get around, so they can cut through the traffic. Because that... coming home from a long day of work on December 20th, only to find your entire neighborhood clogged up by folks visiting and looking at your decorations. What a lovely, again, group of people that they tolerate all of this traffic, all in the name of a good cause. So again, keep your eyes peeled, leave your lights on, watch those intersections. Try not to park down there. If you are going to do so within the Candy Cane neighborhood, heads up, there's legal parking only on one side of the street. This is one of my family's most favorite holiday traditions. I'm sure you have your own. And I wish you all the best as you enjoy the holiday season. We're going to take care of some business. I'm going to come back and give you some tips from the Better Business Bureau about gift cards this holiday season. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.